Soaring rates of car ownership in China's biggest cities are causing huge problems, from days-long traffic jams to choking smog. Even car companies say the trend is not sustainable. General Motors says one solution could be to reinvent the vehicle. Introducing the Miao, the Giao, and the Xiao, three cute, tiny cars with a serious mission. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
The traffic jam in northern China lasting 9 days has finally cleared up.
And China is again suffering a horrendous traffic jam along a highway from Inner Mongolia to Beijing. This latest one is now into its third day.
Construction-related traffic jams last year on the highway to Beijing are dramatic examples of the dark side of car ownership in China. Car exhaust is adding to the horrendous smog caused by factory emissions in China. Then there's the everyday frustration of traffic snarls inside the cities and parking. Paul Kang's family lives in Tianjin near Beijing. He says only 10 years ago, cars in his neighborhood were pretty rare. It's a different story now.
If my father comes home a little late, maybe like 10 o'clock in the evening, we can't even find a place to park a car.
The problem is only going to get worse. People are moving by the millions into China's cities. Congestion and parking problems are likely to worsen in New York and L.A. too, along with megacities around the world. One solution may be electric vehicles that communicate with each other. Another could be the NV. It is an electric vehicle, but it seats only two people, and it only has two wheels. Mary Pan is GM China's vehicle manager for the NV. GM has made three of these pod-like cars, each with a different character.
One is called Xiao, which means smile. And it's really, you know, it's, when you look at it, it's very cute and it's very happy.
Then there's the Jiao, based on the red, black, and white Chinese opera face mask, and the Miao, an all-black high-tech version. GM's Chen Haibo demonstrates how the vehicle works. You get in, close the roof, and the NV rears up to balance on its two wheels, and off it goes.
You can just spin in a complete circle.
Wow. Yeah, that's so cool. Okay. So it's very, turn around is very easy.
The NV is so small you could park five times as many of them in a parking lot as you could park regular-sized vehicles. They can drive themselves, and passengers inside can work at their laptops or read. Two or more cars could be linked for larger groups to travel together. Crash avoidance technology would keep people safe.
You know, if you're busy, you know, and your kid has to go to school, you can just put your kid in the car and it will take him to school and bring him back. You know, sort of that is the vision, what we have 20 years from now.
GM isn't talking cost yet, but an NV would be a lot more affordable than a bigger electric car. GM says the NV would be only part of the solution to transportation problems in big cities. The company plans to begin testing the NV in a pilot project just outside Beijing in the next couple of years. Meanwhile, China's megacities have to do something in the short term about traffic congestion and smog. Unfortunately for companies that sell cars and potential customers, that solution is to put limits on car ownership. Beijing now has a lottery for license plates. Shanghai auctions them off. At a recent auction, license plates were selling for more than $8,000. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.